Angeles. It's the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be
with tonight's guest, CEO of Epic Worldwide, Paul Kirchhoff.
Look at the night sky where the stars have always shined.
Musical guest, Cole Nate. I am your host, and Tom, our host, the mask gang, Felipe Ocar.
I have been looking forward to this conversation for many reasons. I think there are so many people, especially right now in the world, who need each other more than ever. And I as a life coach, as an interviewer, and as someone who works with lots of people and knows lots of people, I feel like every time the phone rings or every time I connect with somebody, there's going to be a story. And that story feels to me like they're missing true connection. And it's not just in this time. It seems that we haven't had it really, maybe ever, that so many of us are so busy with making money or making the life that we think we're supposed to have or making somebody proud or whatever it is, making that million, you know, getting that house, achieving that goal, that we kind of miss out on the moments of having true connections with people, and not that the goal is not the right thing, but sometimes even on our way to the goals, the people that we're working with on the way there, how often do we really have a connection with them? And I think this show, it has been exciting me. I've been feeling it for many reasons. With our guests, we're going to talk about how especially the achievers that are out there doing some amazing things, most of the time by themselves, actually need to connect with people, and then the hurt that is being experienced throughout the world, the country, our families, and how with our musical guest who is bringing soul to a connection in a way that we all need, and that is healing. And so with that, so much looking forward to our guest today, Paul Kirchhoff, and our musical guest, Diesel Davis, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Well, I am Filippo Voltaggio. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and I am online with Mark Leger, our producer and co-host. And Mark, if I haven't said it enough, I so appreciate you on this journey that we're experiencing as part of Life Changes.
Thank you, Filippo, and what a journey it is and has been. And speaking of that, and your opening story is so apropos, especially I've had the blessing of this friendship with our guest Paul, and literally that true connection started at minute one. We were in a Hollywood nightclub with the chaos and the pomp and circumstance and the glamour all around, and our very first conversation, it was like both of us agreed to dive deep into the rabbit hole. And we never came out. It's only expanded and become more authentic. And I'm so excited to have him share his wisdom and his efforts and what he's doing with all of his entities with our listeners tonight.
Well, what he's doing is a lot. What he's done is a lot. But the short of it is we've titled the show Inspiring Epic Change because our guest is a serial tech entrepreneur. He's a global adventurer. He's a disruptive humanitarian. Interesting combination of words. And founder and CEO of EPEX. There's a way to say it. It's EPX, EPEX. But I can say this. Welcome to the show, Paul Kirchhoff.
Man, it's good to be here, you guys. Mark, great to hear your voice. I'm excited about this.
It's great to have you here as well. And I have to tell you, between listening to a lot of what our musical guest is going to be offering this evening and a conversation that I had with you, Paul, it's been an emotional day. And I tell you, because it launched from this. People that don't have goals or don't have their own, like they're not self-starters, let's say, nothing against them, but they definitely need other people, and they know it and we know it, and there's social media for that and all. Mm-hmm. But people that are self-starters and people that usually go the by themselves, like the people that are winning gold medals, the people that are, on the space shuttle and all that, they usually don't need people. And you kind of brought it home saying, oh, but they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the consequences of the way maybe the media has worked on us and socialization and everything is that, we all have heroes. We all have people that we look up to. But at the end of the day, if you're fortunate enough to get on the inside of folks that are super achievers, what you find is that there's a consequence to becoming great at something in the world. I mean, we have people in this group, EPEX, that is, they're swimming oceans and skiing down from the top of Mount Everest and winning World Cup championships and everything else. And the common thread is that just like all of us in business, whether it's somebody that's great at their job or it's somebody who's an entrepreneur, it takes 14 hours a day for a decade sometimes to be the best in the world at something. Well, those 14 hours a day are not spent connecting with others, maybe not even connecting with your family. And so, one of the things that I've learned is that, yeah, they're great at specific things, but just like anybody else out there, they need to have a connection. And that's something that happened, with me. And one of the reasons that Mark and I have become such good friends is that we're both, pretty hard chargers. But at the end of the day, we both maybe found something missing in life. And that was, for me, it was a spirit of adventure, but it was also, connecting with others. A decade of my 30s had gone by. And even though I had a great life, I felt like there was a missing piece of the pie. And for me, it was, certainly it wasn't family. It wasn't being a happy, friendly guy. It was the spirit of adventure. I was missing living an interesting life. And so I cured it and the pie grew bigger. And I think that's the case for everybody, including these super achievers.
You know, I don't know if there's a thing, such a thing as having it all, but if there is a thing like that, I think nowadays there is that possibility with so much available to us. So potentially with Epics, for example, people that are loners or achievers can also connect in a way in the thing that they don't know how to do well.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you know, what's interesting too is that what you find is the greater the achievers, you know, let me just back up. There's something that everybody used to always learn, which is like surround yourself with greatness. I mean, every great, you know, coach surrounded themselves with great teammates. And I think that's something that we all want. But one of the things that's the most interesting is that a lot of these achievers that everybody admires, you know, when they get together and they talk, the number one badge of honor is not beating your chest in terms of how many gold medals you won versus somebody who, for example, discovered Columbus's ship, right? It's not that at all. The number one badge of honor is sharing failures, is sharing vulnerabilities. It's actually sharing how difficult, you know, it was to get to where you are. And I think a lot of people who, you know, perhaps have not hit the pinnacle of their career, or maybe they're just young, you know, listeners to you guys, I think the thing is you may lose sight of the fact that the darkest hours indeed are right before the dawn. And you're judging yourself, or maybe your surroundings or others that you are not happy with, in the darkest hour. And what you can't possibly see is every single person that you admire and wish you were, which is a whole separate topic. They went right through the same darkness that you might be in right now. And I think that's important. It's a perspective of a timeline, and we can't judge ourselves, you know, at any given point, because there's a continuum of life.
Paul, that is so important. That is key. And gosh, I in my mind I was thinking, I need to hear that three times right now. And though I'm not going to ask you to repeat it three times, I wonder if you could say it again and say it in a completely different way, that maybe somebody will hear it again or hear it from a different perspective, like maybe an example.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a perfect example that I'm sure will resonate with the rest of my fellow humanity that's in the same boat. But, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, I got 88% on my tests, right? The beautiful girl, you know, maybe liked me for a second, but like the other people, I was athletic, but not the best. And over time, you know, you start to learn that you are talented, but maybe not the best. You're not quite good enough to be the best. And over time, that kind of, you know, leans on you, and you don't even know it's leaning on you until later in life. You know, you're trying to become an entrepreneur, let's say, and one of your friends who you perhaps are smarter than, you know, takes his company public. Well, it's very easy for you to look while you're struggling that I'm not good enough again. You know, here's one of those dark moments when, in fact, you know, that person, you know, you could look at it as, wow, how lucky am I to have friends that are so successful? And in fact, you kept your head down and later on, you know, you achieved some success that made you happy. And I think that, you know, it would have been too easy to get down at that moment in my own life and lose faith that you have the talent to, you know, achieve your dreams. And I think that's a very important point because, you know, there's something about being a good person and keeping your head down and working hard that always gets rewarded. You know, I think it's when you're trying to achieve something at the expense of other people that the universe throws friction in your lane.
Mm. This what you're saying now, and thank you so much for giving that example. What you're saying reminds me of two things from our conversation. The first is I don't even want to say the word. I want you to say it. Something about lilies on the water, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is a little bit about your upbringing, which isn't very obvious. from looking at you and your name. When we come back, we're going to learn a little more about our guest, Paul Kirchhoff, and be inspired even more by him. And then a little later on with live music by Diesel Davis, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest is Paul Kirchhoff, who is founder and CEO of Epix Worldwide and a lot of other things as we're learning. And actually, there's something about your heritage that is fascinating to me, Paul. A lot.
Well,
actually,
it's probably not obvious, but I think that I'm particularly proud the older I get of the fact that my mom is Hispanic. My father was German, so that's why I got his last name, obviously. But you know, my parents grew up very poor. I grew up middle class, and I've worked hard to be a little more comfortable than my parents. I also grew up right next to the Grand Canyon and the Navajo Nation, so I kind of grew up having a sense of responsibility to the planet. And, you know, all of that stuff is probably one of my superpowers, because there's really no excuse that anybody has. I mean, I'm a slice of everybody, you know, all in one bag of flesh, doing my hardest to make the world better, just like everybody else. But it's great to identify and have empathy with pretty much everything, because it also removes the ability for you to judge anybody, because you are a piece of everybody. And that's very important.
So while you and I were talking, you said something, and I thought, wow, that's brilliant. You remember? Well, there were lots, but do you remember one in particular?
Well, I can't remember. I mean, sometimes this stuff comes top of mind, but one of the things you were asking me is what am I up to lately? And I said, well, I'm kind of lily padding. And I think
yes. The
lily padding word was the fact that, you know, I'm jumping from one thing to the next without, you know, falling into the water. And we both kind of like that analogy. But you know, the things that I have going on right now that are all a product of who I was, you know, or who I am. You know, Epix is gathering people together in a way where everybody is helping each other speed success by opening doors or investing in each other or hiring each other. So there's a business network side to Epix at the same time that we put on these remarkable experiences around the world. You know, when COVID is safe, we've taken people to the far reaches of Mongolia, crossed the Sahara Desert, climbed the inside of the pyramids. And there's a lot of impact there. So it's all the stuff that matters. I mean, if you look at today's social networks, you know, they're very narcissistic and sometimes not very authentic. And this one, you know, the number one core value, I guess, just to share, which matters, is help first and help often. and that's in life, that's with each other that are members, and they're not just super achievers there. It's meant for everybody to have that, you know, that leg up by connecting with others. But, you know, the other stuff that I'm doing, thanks to Mark's introduction, is I'm working with a guy who was one of the founding squad of Earth Day 50 years ago, and we're helping companies that have an impact in this world raise some capital faster so that we can get more companies doing better for the planet and, you know, social justice and everything else in between. And that's an important element as well. So we'll stop there. There's a third, but that's probably plenty for now.
Well, I was going to say, by the way, we know that gentleman very well, Alan Trattner.
Yeah, of course.
Have had him on the show actually a couple times, and or maybe some on the show and live events and all kinds of stuff. So that's very exciting. And as I was sharing with you, what's exciting is that there is that connection happening. So, for example, I didn't know you were doing all these great things, and you didn't know we were doing all these great things. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, you've been out there, I've been out there, and now we're connected. And that's kind of what Epics Worldwide is about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of effort. You know, there's no news feed. There's no advertising. There's no using someone's data to make a buck. I mean, it's truly bringing people together where every time they show up and talk virtually, or we do an experience together, or they use a tool to say, I need help in business strategy, and 50 CEOs come back to help you for free. I mean, it's just about true, authentic connections with really cool people that on one hand could be rocking a stage, you know, giving keynotes in front of, you know, Cisco's customers, and the next day they're in a dinosaur costume with a awesome DJ in the middle of a cave in Napa Valley. I mean, that's the kind of people. You have to have this balance in life. I mean, the pursuit of achievement is critical to all of us. We all want to improve and progress in life. But at the same time, you know, like I was saying originally, you cannot put your head down for 14 hours a day for a decade trying to be the best in the world and also, you know, have great balance. It just doesn't exist for everybody. So Epics was a way for people to kind of connect in and help each other pursue achievement, help each other live a more interesting life with adventure, and at the same time gather together to make the world better than it was before. And it's just remarkable. And quite frankly, you know, the people that are flocking to it are some of the most remarkable people on the planet. And we got a couple of astronauts that, you know, have done most of the spacewalks, and it's just, you know, really, really humbling. But one of the most interesting things that I think is also important to share with, you know, your listeners is, you know, I was mentioning that, you know, when these super achievers get together and they share these vulnerabilities, that's actually the badge of honor and courage. Mm-hmm. because you know, it takes a lot to be comfortable with yourself, to show your weaknesses, right? But the truth is they're not weaknesses. They're all learning steps. And every time somebody shares what the rest of the world would think is a failure, all of us are learning from that one person so that we can increase our chances of success. And one more thing I want to share, which I think is important, brings this whole thing full circle, is what many people don't know is that I was one of those people that in my 30s had my head down, working 14 hours a day. Perhaps I did become one of the best in the world at what I wanted to do. But I also woke up right as I turned 40 and I was like, wow, I had a great life, but I'm missing this thing. And one of the things was, I'll never forget, it was Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve, sorry. I'm sitting there alone and I look at my hands and my social network literally fit on two hands. That's it. Why? Because I didn't invest in it. I didn't spend time connecting with others. I was too busy with my 14 hours a day trying to get that promotion or do whatever it was that I was doing, just like a lot of people. And I'll never forget, I got a blank sheet of paper. I was writing my New Year's resolutions, and I had the audacious goal, or I guess move, of writing down that day, I'm going to start a company to make me one of the most powerfully networked people on the planet. And, you know, whether I'm there or not, the point is, I was at the darkest moment of loneliness and everything else. And I sat there by myself on New Year's Eve and said, I'm going to start a company to solve this problem. And I'm going to, you know, have this network that's one of the most incredible in the world, which I think it is. But at the same time, what Mark may not know is that I did the same thing again. I had been this entrepreneur that never raised any money, always wished I was in Silicon Valley, but I was in Austin with a lot less capital. And so guess what I did? I said, you know what, I'm just going to start a company to become incredible at raising capital for companies that are going to do good. So back to where we started this whole conversation, there are moments in people's lives when it is as dark as you can imagine, and you have no idea that if you just keep going and you're a good person, the universe will turn this around, and you may have yourself a company solving the problem that you faced, you know, a mere month, 6 or 7 months before.
Wow. All of that is inspiring, and you reminded me of something that I heard over and over again in our conversation, you and I, prior to the show, if you're a good person. And mm-hmm. and you even said, Filippo, we can talk about anything because there's no consequence. Do you remember? How did you say
that? Well, I mean, I think that, you know, one of the dirty little secrets of life, I think, is that, you know, it takes a while, and some people never realize that, you know, when we're born and when we go to school and perhaps through our parents and college and no job, you know, everything is benchmarked against someone else, right? Or how am I doing versus that person? I mean, I just told you, like, I was 88. How the hell do I know I'm an 88? Well, because the teacher told me I'm an 88, yet my best friends are 92s. And mm-hmm. I think that you grow up, you know, having these insecurities so that later in life, like, let's say 35, you're walking down the road, somebody yells something out to you where they didn't mean anything by it, but all of a sudden your guttural reaction is, right, oh my God, you know, I'm not good enough again, right? And, right. And therefore you have this negative emotion. Well, the reality is life is, I think, quite simple. It's very difficult to attain after you're an adult, but it's actually quite simple because at the end of the day, you know, what if you didn't have those insecurities? What if you found a way through, you know, listening to shows like this and coaches that you didn't feel that way? Well, if you don't feel that negative emotion, then there's no fear. And if you don't have fear, then there's no consequences. So when I sit down there, you know, and I'm thinking of how can I improve the world, and I want to try to, you know, get somebody like Alan Trotner from Earth Day together with Martin Luther King III, who I'm working with, and introduce these guys, why not me? I mean, I'm this middle-class kid from Flagstaff, Arizona at 7,200 feet in elevation that nobody would have ever thought would be doing this. But why the hell not? Well, because there's no consequence. I don't care whether if one of them says yes or no, it doesn't matter to me. I just showed up and made it happen. And sometimes, you know, we have to, I think the absence of fear is when everything becomes possible, as long as you are a positive and like I said, a good person to everybody.
And your intent is good.
That's right. I think that's the important thing. And it can't be fake. Somehow, some way, the universe knows when you want to be good, but you're actually angling for something selfish. When you are fully, fully grateful for everything. I mean, think about this, you guys, for 1 second. And Mark, will it resonate? Right now, on this call, and anybody who may be listening to this, it's a mathematical miracle in your life that every single decision that you made, your parents made, every left turn, right turn, whatever, brought us together right here. Well, why is that? It's because it's meant to be. It's because we're strengthening each other up with this conversation and sharing these things that, by the way, I'm not an expert in anything. I mean, I'm an expert at just maybe in the lack of fear, you know, mm-hmm. and that's it. That's it.
Wow. You are touching on some things that I haven't heard a lot of people in your position touch on. And I think part of the reason is something that you also touch on is that people in certain positions or people that have achieved certain things are afraid to try new things or to share some of their vulnerabilities because then other people might think they're not serious or I'm actually going to leave it at that because I know you want to jump in. So when we come back, I'd love for you to jump in on that because I know you have lots to say on that. In our next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy question. And after that, live music with our musical guest, D. Soul Davis, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Bulfaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo. We're titling this episode Inspiring Epic Change. Our guest is a serial tech entrepreneur, a global adventurer, a disruptive humanitarian, and founder and CEO of Epics Worldwide. Paul Kirchhoff, if I haven't said it yet or you can't tell in my voice, I am so enjoying you and everything you're saying.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
And I'm serious, and I don't care if anybody doesn't think I'm serious, so let's talk about that. What were your thoughts on this? What if somebody doesn't think I'm serious?
Well, you know what's funny is I was thinking about this, and you know, that to me that's no different than what I was saying about the fear of not being good enough, right? I mean, that is fear. You know, what if? Like, what if? I mean, anytime somebody says the word "what if," it's because there's trepidation, which is, you know, probably a sister or brother or cousin to fear. And the only what if somebody has to ask themselves is, what if you move through life never ever asking what if, right? I mean, how much more powerful is life? It's a very important, you know, distinction. And I was also thinking that, you know, like everybody who I run into or, you know, who might be listening to this radio show, you know, I wish them greatness. And I think, though, that it may take a while, but, you know, greatness doesn't come from a bank account. It doesn't come from the that Malibu garage that's open on my poster when I was a kid with a Ferrari and a Lamborghini in there. You know, it comes from being happy. And there's something about, you know, a person who's happy with themselves, which is, you know, a byproduct of a lack of fear, that just resonates to such a degree that that everybody starts to generate more respect for you than whatever you have in your bank account or whatever car you're driving. And I think the simplicity of happiness is really what the goal is, you know?
Wow. That's so profound. Speaking of what ifs, really quickly, you had a what if kind of question at 40 or something, right?
Yeah, that for sure.
Sounded profound to me. Yeah. Well, do you mind sharing that?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, like I said, you know, I've had a great life before, even when I was working 14 hours a day. But, you know, at some point you kind of look back at life and you realize that there's a pattern there, right? And maybe my pattern was, wow, every time, you know, something happens, I start to feel like I may not be good enough. Well, that's, you know, every time you feel like that, it's certainly not a happy, you know, emotion. It's either sadness or anger or whatever. And over time, there's a pattern. So at some point, you know, I had this miraculous moment, which I wish for everybody too, which is this question I asked myself. And I literally just said, I wonder if it's me. Like, I wonder if it's me. I wonder if it's me that's causing this stuff, you know? And because I think when people have a moment and you find yourself gutturally thrown into a negative emotion, well, guess what? I mean, the reason it happened without you being able to think about whether you should be in a negative emotion or not is because it's part of who you are. It's part of this DNA that are these insecurities. And so what happens what happens most of the time, and certainly a good chunk of my life, is you immediately go, you know, you ask yourself, well, why are you mad, Paul? Well, you know, if you had the chance to, why are you mad? Well, I'm mad because that person told me to go do this and that really pissed me off. Well, you know, that's ridiculous, because you're basically giving that person the power to make you in a bad mood, which is not the case. You control yourself. So then all of a sudden, if you're lucky, if you're really, really lucky, you ask yourself, shit, I wonder if it's me that's causing this. And the answer, as I've learned, is it's always you. It's always yourself. I mean, any negative emotion is something inside of you that if you, you know, have the right curriculum, which is probably a whole nother show, you have the ability to eradicate, right? Eradicate that emotion. So the next time somebody says something, it you know, it pukes out happiness. How great would that be? And now you're starting to become a different person.
I want to put together an eradicate workshop. But speaking of another show, we don't have time for this, but I have to squeeze this in, because I also heard of a great story of earlier. You said there's a third, but that's enough for now. And no, it's not enough. It's never enough. It's just good. So there was a story on how the third was created.
Well, the third, I mean, the third's, I'll do this quick, but the third is a software company that actually unites humanity at the bottom of the food chain to come together and solve problems themselves. I think a lot of our global citizens are sitting there, you know, with the loss of hope and the loss that their vote doesn't count and the thought that their consumption patterns don't matter because they're just one person. But what happens is, if you could ever bring people together to save the rainforest or to create more female entrepreneurs or whatever, all of a sudden you start to gather the power that has always been there with consumer dollars or tax dollars or votes together. The problem is, the flock is never together. And so I built software that brings humanity together to solve our own problems. And I think it's going to be pretty remarkable by the time it's done.
These are the conversations, Paul. These are the conversations. And so I'm glad we're having this one. And I look forward to more on air and off, but certainly on air, so that more people can hear this level of thinking and feeling and the combination of both, for that matter. Thank you for that. As we're closing here, and I just said that because there's a lot of thinking in what you said, and there's a lot of feeling, and usually those don't come together in a lot of people at that level. So can you attribute something to that or help others find that?
Well, I think that everybody can find inspiration. You know, like I said about kind of eradicating one thing, we should eradicate benchmarks, because, you know, my path to this conversation is no better or less than your guys' path to this conversation or the listeners. But I think that at the end of the day, you know, there's these common themes. You know, I don't think that you can be great. You can't be a great father, mother, husband, wife, cousin, whatever, or leader even, if you don't strengthen yourself. And strengthening yourself is not just being a good person. It truly is learning these insecurities that cause you fear. Because when you can get rid of these things, all of a sudden it's just amazing the way the universe starts to bring things to you when you used to sit there and dream about them coming your way. So there's a lot to that, but you have to strengthen yourself first before you can help others. It's no different than the oxygen mask in the airplane, truly.
Wow. Well, the three companies you mentioned, of course, we've talked about EPIX Worldwide, and that's epixworldwide.com, EPXworldwide.com, and then D1 Labs, right? D and the number one labs.io. And then the last one, you didn't mention the name, I don't think. I'm pretty sure that was domino1.org. Is that it?
That's right. That's the one that aggregates and gives the center of gravity to people to solve their own problems.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, hooray. This is exciting, and especially since if we had time to get into it, and people could read the bio at any of those sites, or they can go to lifechangesnetwork.com or lifechangeshow.com and find Paul Kirchhoff. If people saw more of who you're working with and who's on this train, right? This is Paul who's gathered all of these people together and is making introductions and making it happen. And he's doing it proudly and making no apologies for being the best Paul ever.
And we're launching these tech unicorns from the back of an RV at on the horizon.
Yes, you know, you can't just throw that out. Just really briefly, you have to say what happened.
Well, I mean, you know, this had nothing to do with COVID, but you know, in life, I had a. My son was getting ready to go to college, and I was trying to think through, like, what do I want my life to be like? And I love creating tech companies, and I love all these. I mean, we're working with the Pope and the United Nations on the D1 Lab side of things, and I have people like Mark and Superstars on the Epic side. So everything's going great in life. And we just decided to punch out of the car, two cars, a house, and a boat, and go full time into an RV with a good internet connection so that we can open our, you know, morning door with a cup of coffee and see 300 bison or grizzlies outside of our window for the next few years. And so, you know, I'll concede Mars and whatever else to Elon, but I'm launching these things and making the world better from the back of an RV.
Nice. I love it. Well, I look forward to hearing more about it all. Paul, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing the way you're sharing and what you're sharing and what you're doing.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate being here. And, you know, I have nothing but great things to say about Mark and you as well, now that we got to know each other. And I hope that all these listeners find a little inspiration in their own lives, because it's right in their own hands.
Well, I was inspired, and so I thank you for that as well. And I look forward to more. And so once again, thank you, Paul Kirchhoff.
Thank you.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Grace, and I'm 28 years old, and I live in Los Angeles. My family back east is insisting that I move back to the city where they all are and return to the family business. They're so concerned about all the turmoil going on in California and are afraid for me. I love living here. I feel safe living here, and I don't want to go back to the small town I grew up in. Even though things have changed in LA during the lockdown, I feel blessed as I am able to work remotely and I have much freedom to work and adventure in this amazing city with my very like-minded group of friends. How can I get them to not be afraid for me, because I do not want to go back, even though I love my family very much?
Dear Grace, fear is a choice and is one that your family has made. You cannot change anyone's choices except for your own. I sense that they love you very much and probably weren't too happy when you left the family nest. However, I feel that you have made an elegant choice for you with your move to LA, as you are so positive in the way you describe your life now. Therefore, the most you can do is reiterate to them that you are safe and happy, and ask them to join you in knowing that only good will come to you this lifetime. I feel that a lot of their fears come from paying too much attention to mainstream media. However, since this is the age of instant communication, you can text them pictures of the fun things you are doing and tell them the good things about your like-minded friends. Knowing more of what you are doing and who you are doing it with may bring them a little more peace of mind. There are so many amazing people in LA who are doing positive things during this downtime, and you can find many articles describing this online. It may help to send these kinds of things to your family, in addition to sharing your joyful adventures with them. You may also wish to tell your family of your love and affection for each of them in weekly emails or texts. By positively reminding them of your love and joy for your new city, they may be able to set aside some of their fears for you. I trust that you will continue to live a most joyful and fulfilling life in the City of Angels.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Diesel Davis, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
I am Filippo. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and our musical guest segment is next. Our guest is an American Idol Top 100 finalist. He is a pop, R&B, gospel, jazz, you name it, a swing singer, a songwriter. He is Diesel Davis, and we're happy to have him on the show. Welcome, Diesel Davis.
Hey, what's going on?
Lots of good stuff. I've been inspired, and by you as well, my friend.
Hey man, I'm blessed and thankful to be here. I'm just still beaming from Paul's conversation. I mean, it's just so inspirational to hear a lot of things that we suffer from in today's society when it comes to insecurities and, you know, certain inhibitions. Man, it was impactful and powerful.
And, you know, as I was listening to Paul, I was thinking about your songs and how there's healing that needs to take place there as well. So and knowing a bit about your story, it came all full circle.
Yes, it did. Yeah. You know, with the music that I tend to create, I'm very conscious about my surroundings, very conscious about what's going on in the world. You know, I'm not all into politics and stuff like that, left side, right side. I'm just all about humanity. I have a heart. I have a big heart. You know, anybody or anyone who knows me know that I give the shirt off my back for that person. You know, you come call me. Hey, man, I need this. I'm on my way. Any of my friends, they know, like, I am a friend to the end. Not a good guy like Chucky, but I'm a friend to the end. I had to slide that in there.
I don't know if I know what that means, but I'm laughing because I know it's funny. You know, actually, you know what is it? What's funny to me is, like, I haven't thought of something in a long, 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 long time, probably since it happened, because I don't get into the ego thing. But I have the key to a city in Texas. But you, my friend, you have a day dedicated to you in Texas on April 6th. It's Diesel Davis Day. What's up? I mean, good on you. What's going on there?
But yeah, I mean, I just the body of work. I got introduced to music down here, coming from Waco, Texas, a little small country town. Just, you know, real humble beginnings, you know, growing up in the church. I played every denomination you can think of, from Baptist to Methodist. So, and it was just one of those things. And so, like, so many people in Austin thought I was from Austin, but I just came to Austin with a mission and a plan. Just, you know, just knowing what I wanted and what I wanted to get from the city and worldwide, you know, as far as recognition. And I always was kind of always introverted, never really outspoken. So, you know, promotion, social media and stuff like that was kind of rough for me at first. But I adjusted, because like Paul was saying earlier, I just had to believe in me. And and once I started believing, and I started actually letting that channel in my mind, and subconsciously I just started adapting to that belief, and then it just infused in my music. Because I honestly believe that anyone that's out there that's an up and coming artist, all you have to do, I'm not going to say it's just a steadfast plan where you stick to it, it's going to work. No, all you have to do is just believe in yourself. That's the number one rule. I used to hear that people say that, but once I really actually did it, it happened, and you know, my body of work was recognized by the city of Austin, and that's a big deal for me here, man. I can't even explain it. I still get chills talking about it.
Well, I'm getting a chill here too, because I'm thinking that I know one of your goals is to become a motivational leader and speaker, and yes. You just did that.
Yes. I mean, I feel like, you know, all you have to do is basically, you know, put all your tools, all everything. Everybody is blessed with the talent, no matter if you. I tell people, oh man, you're great. You can do this. You can dance. You can sing. You can do this. I'm like, hey, those things had to be worked on, chiseled, just like any piece of art. I had to work on it. I'm literally up sometimes at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I can be in dead tired, and I can be knocked out sleep. If a song comes to me, I immediately get up and I jump up and I just write a song. Like it just, whenever your passion wakes you up, that's when it's your calling.
Nice. Well, speaking of which, actually, I know which songs you're going to do. I just don't know what you're going to do first. So which are you going to do first, so we can talk about it?
I'm going to do In the Name of Love.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Why don't we just hear that, and then we'll talk in between, you know, as we introduce the next one. So this is great. We have Diesel Davis performing live In the Name of Love on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
This world is crazy. Everybody's on a killing spree. With their guns raised high, we start to question why. We face catastrophe. Some face brutality. This old world will soon be no place to raise a seed. But keep on walking. In the name of love, keep on talking in the name of love, keep on praying in the name of love, keep on loving in the name of love. So many overseas, separated from their families, in the night the children cry, never knowing if they still alive. We all need to try to bring peace in these trying times. Oh Lord, keep on walking in the name of love. Keep on talking in the name of love. Keep on praying in the name of love. Keep on loving in the name of love. When you see a man down and he's off his feet, do what you can to help him. Times get hard, you turn around, look around. It could be you or me. Oh, keep on walking, walking in the name of love. Keep on talking, talking in the name of love. Keep on praying, praying in the name of love. Keep on loving, loving in the name of love.
Wow. Nice. Thank you, Diesel Davis. Thank you. I have to say, first, I should say, you'll want to follow this man. I know he says he's not good at it, but I hope he gets good or somebody helps him with it. Because Instagram, he's Diesel Davis, and that's the letter D, Soul Davis. And on Twitter, same thing. On Facebook, it's Diesel Davis Music. And DieselDavisMusic.com is where you can find him. And so I say thank you because I just threw that out there while we were talking. Like, your music is so, your voice is so sonorous. You don't need music. And I'm glad. Thank you for doing it a cappella. Thank you.
Yeah, man. When you made the suggestion, I was like, you know what? I think people can really just hear the, you know, and hear me conveying what I'm really trying to express, man. Mm-hmm. That love and passion that I have for people, man.
You know, I have to ask you, when we were talking and then I read something about you where it says you didn't know you were talented until you were 11 years old or until you were 8 years old. And somebody said, well, you grew up in a musical family. And with a voice like that, OK, you know, you hadn't reached puberty yet. So it sounded maybe a little different, but you had to have known. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, my voice actually, my voice was very high when I was a kid. So I sang first alto, and that's very high for, you
that
know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, and, you know, Frankie Lyman was what I was being compared to as a kid. I knew nothing about him. And so I just researched. I was like, God, this guy's voice is really high. But I, like I said, I was so shy and introverted. I didn't really know until I, you know, got exposed to other people that really enjoyed music, and I fell in love with it from there.
Wow. Well, we're glad you did, and more so than just enjoying, because I just played a lot of your music all afternoon and enjoyed, but there are some pieces that really get to the bottom of what's needed as far as healing and soul. And what's interesting is the song I think you're going to do, you wrote it where?
Oh, yeah. I wrote it at a barbershop. Yeah, man.
Now, wait. So paint the picture. Were you getting your hair cut or what was going on?
I was actually waiting in line. Just a song like I served you earlier. I was just going through it, man. I just, you know, we at the barbershop, and every time we looked up, it was politics, this, you know, domestic violence, you know, drug abuse, all these things were coming on TV. And I'm like, wow, I'm not the only one seeing this. Everybody is witnessing this. So yeah, I just felt compelled, man. It just hit, it was tugging at my heart. And I just, you know, I got the going. I actually didn't even write it down. I just jotted it down on my phone on a quick memo. And, went from there. And my cousin, who actually was there, who cuts my hair, he was like, man, what are you doing over there? I keep hearing you humming. When I said, I'm trying to put together this melody for this song. He's like, oh, okay. And not knowing that I was writing a song that would forever change the trajectory of my career, you know, as far as like I told you earlier, I mean, coming from soul and, you know, blues, a lot of people know me as a blues singer here, but, you know, I just tied them all together because soul, as I said to a lot of people early on in my career, soul is the baby of gospel. There cannot be one without the other. There's no way. So I just bridged them together, and you know, I call this my sacrificial lamb. You know,
Wow. Well, with that, this is I think it is a live version of this on radio. A premiere, because you just released the video, right?
Yes, I just released the lyric video, Heal This Land, by Deshaun Davis. I just released it, and it's very powerful. I've had thousands of people reach out, you know, by phone, email, text. You know, a lot of people were going through, you know, I had some people that were talking about they had some death in their family. They had cancer, domestic violence. I had a good friend of mine, a daughter was, you know, murdered, and that touched my heart. That was another reason behind the song. She may not even know it. And it's a very touching song. I still get chills when I sing it.
Well, I know I'm going to get chills because I've heard it several times already, and it gets me every time. So can't wait to share it live from at home in Austin, Texas. Here is Deshaun Davis performing Heal This Land live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Flow like a river, may it rage like the sea. Fill my cup with your precious, precious love, yeah. Let it rain from above. May your love flow the river. I don't know how long I can endure, but I know your love can heal this land for sure. May your love flow like a river. May it rage like the clash of the sea. Fill my cup with your precious love. Let it rain down on this land from the skies above. Take me from this trauma we see. Create in me a true prophecy. I don't know how long I can endure, but I know your love can heal this land for sure. Thank you, Lord. There we go, Pa.
Wow. Wow. Deshaun Davis. thank you, man. Thank you. And may millions of people hear this song and be healed and touched. And I look forward to connecting more and also getting to hear from all of our friends and fans who have heard this show and been inspired by both our guest, Paul, and our musical guest, Deshaun Davis. DeshaunDavisMusic.com is where you can find him on social media. He's on Instagram and Twitter as Deshaun Davis, and Facebook, Deshaun Davis Music. Again, thank you. What a pleasure, Deshaun Davis.
Appreciate you, Paul, man. Just grateful, man, to be able to share with the world a positive message. You know, I know we have all these, you know, symbolism of sex and all these other things that come with, you know, writing music as an R&B artist and soul and whatnot, love. And, you know, I want to show love to not only, you know, the people, but love through spirituality, because spirituality comes from within. And it also helps you live every day, living life and knowing that you can be the best person you can be if you just believe.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing your music. Thank you for being the best Deshaun Davis. And oh, by the way, I love your given name, but Deshaun Davis it is. On with that. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.